visit ChooseNissan.com or visit your local Nissan dealer today.
Now we're joined by one of the most impressive defensive players on this team, Muhammad Wilkerson. Muhammad, thanks for joining us today.
No problem. How you doing, buddy? I'm doing good.
How's the preparation going for the Buffalo Bills so far this week?
Preparation is going well. You know, we got a great staff here. You know, Coach Dunbar, you know, is definitely, you know, helping out the D-line and, you know, tell us, you know, what keys we need to focus in on, you know, to, you know, prepare for Buffalo and beat.
How difficult is it to prepare for a team in week one? Because usually once you start getting the season underway, you got 3-4 games tape. But the Bills are a familiar opponent, but they're definitely going to throw some wrinkles at you because they know if they're going to take the next step, they got to beat the New York Jets.
You know, we just got to go off, you know, what we've seen in the preseason and, you know, look back at the film. When we played them last season, you know, we played them twice. So, you know, just go from off that film. And, you know, at the end of the day, like you said, you know, it's going to be some wrinkles. But I feel that we got a great staff here, you know, Rex and Pet, you know, those guys make some good calls, you know, to put us in the right spot to make plays.
We're going to take a live question right now. This comes in from Regis24. How do you feel about Quentin Coples? What do you think he brings to the Jets defense?
You know, Quentin is a great guy. You know, he brings to this defensive line, you know, in his defense, you know, more athleticism and, you know, strength. And, you know, he's a guy who can make plays, you know, can play inside and outside. So he's definitely a key contributor.
4.5 sacks in the preseason. What kind of advice did he give him in the summer when he got here? Because you've known each other for a long time. You actually played prep football together.
Just told him, you know, as a rookie, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs maybe, you know, but just, you know, just try to stay on, you know, on the right track, on the right path, you know, and just, you know, any mistakes, you know, anything that you have, you know, just put it behind, you know, just keep moving forward and, you know, just look for the positive.
How about the depth and athleticism and talent on the defensive line? We just talked to Mike DeVito. He's going to be a valuable contributor again. Yourself had a great rookie season. I know the staff is expecting a lot out of you, too. Kenrick Ellis played tremendous in the preseason. The list goes on and on.
We got, you know, so many guys that, you know, we can even switch up, you know, fronts, and we can switch up lineups every game if we really wanted to. But it's great that we got so many guys who are so athletic and can play different positions because it only helps, you know, it only helps out our defense.
How much four-man front do you think you guys are going to be playing this year?
I don't know, man, but, you know, I hope it's a lot. You know, I feel like we got a lot of guys in that D-line that can just, you know, be very disruptive up front.
I love the versatility you guys have. And one of the looks that you could go to is you mentioned, you talked about Q before. You could put you and Q inside on a passing down if you wanted to.
I think that, you know, Coach Pett and, you know, and Rex, those guys, they're going to put us, you know, all of us in different spots, you know, to make us, you know, be able to make plays, you know, definitely confuse, you know, fronts, you know, offensive linemen, and, you know, just to bring, you know, new fresh bodies at them, you know, just to wear down offensive linemen.
How fun is it to play for this defense? Because like you were saying, Rex and Mike Pettine don't take an approach that, hey, we're just going to play 4-3, we're going to let you analyze what we're doing, because they're mixing things up and they're moving you guys around all the time.
You know, I'm glad to be here. I love it here. You know, those guys, you know, they're out there have fun with us. You know, we're out on the practice field and, you know, nobody's uptight. You know, everybody's, you know, just relaxed. And at the end of the day, you know, they just want you to go out here, you know, do what, you know, they're paying you to do. Just go out here, play football, you know, do what you love.
You're watching Jets Talk Live. I'm Eric Allen, joined alongside by Muhammad Wilkerson. We're going to take a live question from Hans. Mo, how do you feel now compared to when you first got on board with the Jets?
I definitely feel more comfortable. You know, last year I came in with the lockout and everything. You know, things were moving kind of fast for me. But, you know, I had an off-season, you know, under my belt, OTAs, mini camp. I feel that, you know, I pretty much, you know the system, you know. And, you know, I feel like I'm playing more faster because, you know, I'm not thinking. I'm just, you know, out there just playing.
What jumps out at you when you look at this Buffalo Bills team? We know they like to play the spread. Ryan Fitzpatrick gets that ball out pretty quick. They got a really underrated running back, I think, in Freddie Jackson. When you look at the Bills, what do you see?
I think, for one, you know, they can definitely throw the ball, but we got, you know, two of the best corners in the league. You know, we got Reeve and, you know, Crowd there. So, you know, I think that they'll definitely shut down the passing game. It's just the guys, you know, the front seven, we just got to stop the running game, stop Spiller from getting outside and stop Jackson. And I think we'll pretty much have control of Buffalo.
Now, I know you're not watching behind you what's going on too much, but I know you see the highlights. What do you think about LaRon Landry and Jeremiah Bell back there? LaRon's knocking people around left and right, and he had two interceptions in the preseason.
You know, I just, you know, I'm glad we got him. You know, I know if I was a receiver, I wouldn't, you know, I'll tell my quarterback, you know, if I'm coming across the middle, don't throw it. But, you know, I'm glad he's on my team, you know, I know he's going to deliver some good hits and make receivers, you know, question do they really want to come across the middle. So, you know, it's only helping out this defense, you know, just making us better with him and Jeremiah back there.
Yeah, and what about your rush defense? I know last year there were a couple problems with guys getting to the perimeter, but BT's back healthy, and I think that's going to help force things inside. And you got two of the best fillers in all of football when you're talking about Bart Scott, David Harris.
We definitely got some, you know, got some guys at linebacker who are, you know, definitely, you know, willing to stop the run and want to. You know, we got some big, strong guys. So, you know, we definitely going to, you know, set the edge, BT and Calvin. And, you know, like you said, we got some great middle, you know, guys in the middle. So, you know, we're ready for Buffalo. You know, we're already prepared.
And I think people get carried away with sack numbers because I was talking to Mike Patton about it. He said it's strength in numbers. You don't necessarily have to have a 12, 13 sack guy because this defense, you're going to be double teamed sometimes. So maybe it's not you getting the sack, but maybe that means Calvin Pace is taking on a back or a tight end, and the Jets are going to like that matchup.
You know, Rex told us, you know, once, you know, it's not about the, you know, the, like this, it's not about the sacks. You know, as long as we're being disruptive, it could be a tip ball, you know, getting hits on the quarterback, you know, to get him wary and happy feet. And, you know, like us, you know, it don't have to be about sacks.
What are your feelings going to be Sunday morning before that game?
I'm just ready for 1 o'clock kickoff.
It's been a long offseason, right?
Yeah.
Start of year two. Muhammad Wilkerson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.